Sustainability initiatives. For the logistics function, sustainability initiatives, also known as green initiatives or green logistics, are programs that minimize the impact of logistics activities, including by reducing energy use in facilities and transportation, materials use in products and packaging, and companies' carbon footprints. According to the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, green logistics is any business practice that minimizes the environmental impact of logistics activities. This is sometimes referred to as sustainable logistics. Companies around the globe are undertaking a variety of green initiatives that are yielding measurable results. Green initiatives can be undertaken in the areas of products, packaging, warehousing, materials handling, transportation, and fuel consumption. Products. Often certain products are officially banned from being disposed of in landfills because they contain parts or substances that present health risks. Other items such as batteries, petroleum products, for example, motor oil, and pharmaceuticals are prohibited because they can corrode or leach into the groundwater in a landfill. In another example, the EU is working with the UN to promote banning certain single-use plastics, and the EU passed a ban on single-use plastics that have sustainable alternatives for a number of common items such as beverage cups and plastic utensils. This is part of their Life Below Water goal to help clean up the ocean and beaches. Packaging. Key packaging strategies that support sustainability include reduce, reuse, recycle, and return. With landfills becoming less available and with their fees on the increase, the reduction of waste, packaging materials, and product packing materials is becoming more critical. For example, Staples, the office product store, partnered with PackSize to generate right-size packaging on demand, saving 10% of its corrugated use per carton, and achieving a 71% reduction in total weight of plastic materials used. In another example, IKEA is working to become a circular supply chain, such as by exploring furniture leasing or buyback programs, and has 2030 goals of having fully circular products that use entirely renewable or recycled materials, along with actively promoting and partnering with others to make the circular economy a reality. A purchasing firm has the responsibility to properly recycle / dispose of packaging supplies received with items ordered. Examples of common forms of packaging that can cause problems include certain kinds of printing inks applied to cardboard that become carcinogenic when burned, plastic wrapping that is difficult to recycle and not biodegradable, wooden pallets that may transport beetle infestations across international borders. The supplier, not the purchaser, is responsible for compliance with phytosanitary requirements. Of course, many firms have used reusable or returnable packaging for years. This can include metal containers and metal steel drums, as well as pallets. Warehousing. The design, layout, and location of a warehouse are the most important factors in its sustainability. The layout needs to be such that vehicle movement is reduced as much as possible as vehicles travel between receiving docks and picking and shipping areas. Often products that are typically sold together are moved next to each other in the picking areas, and popular items can be placed near the dispatch area. In other words, in a warehouse, low waste and high efficiency equate to high sustainability. A warehouse that is in close proximity to customers, transportation hubs, and ports contributes to reduced fuel consumption by carriers. It's also important for warehouse lighting and heating/cooling, the two largest consumers of energy, to be efficient and ideally updated to use less costly alternatives such as solar panels, skylights, and high-efficiency light bulbs. Logistics and warehouse personnel can contribute to green efforts in several ways. Turn off lights when areas are unoccupied or when there's sufficient daylight, or install automatic lighting controls that detect movement. Replace older light fixtures with more energy-efficient ones. Add reflectors above the light source and add skylights. Replace old heating or cooling systems with more energy-efficient ones like zone and time-controlled thermostats, and use large ceiling fans. Provide dynamic airflow. Recycle business papers and supplies when possible. Conserve water inputs and reuse gray water, rainwater, or use water that is not sewage for non-potable water purposes, such as collecting and storing rainwater from large rooftops. Control oil and fluid runoff to prevent pollution of groundwater. Invest in facility maintenance to keep them energy efficient. For example, cold chain facilities will flex more than other facilities as temperatures change, so regular review of sources of heat ingress is important. As these types of changes are implemented, companies will witness their facilities moving from what had been cost centers to become sources of competitive differentiation for their supply chains. Some internationally recognized energy efficiency standards, for example, LEED US, European Energy Performance for Buildings Directive, EPBD, EU, BREEAM, UK, CASB, Japan, and GBCA, Australia, can help with green warehouse improvements and can directly impact the valuation of the facility. Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design, LEED, for example, is a voluntary, globally implementable program that assesses the following areas: indoor environment quality, including lighting, construction sustainability, energy sources and uses, sustainable building sites, and water use efficiency. Rating levels are certified silver, gold, and platinum. As of 2023, there were over 100,000 LEED certified facilities worldwide, with over 6,600 of them achieving platinum certification. For example, REI built a 400,000-square-foot LEED Platinum Distribution Center in Goodyear, Arizona, which features a 2.2-megawatt solar system with a 5-year payback period, a water-saving non-evaporative cooling system fueled by the solar system, conveyors and lights that automatically power down when not needed, skylights, drought-tolerant landscaping, and recycling of plastic, paper-slash-cardboard, and wood. Highly energy-efficient logistics facilities, also called green warehousing, minimize their ecological footprint by implementing strategies that reduce energy consumption, decrease waste generation, and promote overall environmental responsibility. However, green warehouse facilities are not able to earn higher rental or lease revenues than otherwise similar traditional warehouses, especially as the trend is for shorter-term leaseholds that would not benefit from long-term savings initiatives. Currently, organizations that will own and operate their own facilities are the primary ones investing in green warehousing, as is the case with the REI example above. Materials handling. There are numerous ways to improve sustainability in materials handling processes, beginning with a shift away from paper documents, packing lists, shipping documents, invoices, to digital and electronic versions and handheld devices. Both gravity conveyors and automated storage devices are now used by many companies to decrease carbon emissions. Smart warehouse systems can turn off conveyors when they are not being used. Another switch is from forklift trucks with combustion engines to electric lift trucks, which improve indoor air quality in warehouses and depots. If the electricity that powers them comes from solar or wind power, then the electric versions are considered emissions-free, since they use no hazardous materials like engine oil or radiator or transmission fluids, they don't have those associated disposal issues or costs. Forklift manufacturers are continually improving their environmentally friendly features, such as with Toyota's EPA and CARB certified compressed natural gas powered forklifts. Other companies make lifts that are powered with replaceable hydrogen fuel cells that are much faster to switch out compared to replacement of a depleted battery. Use of expensive and cumbersome pallets can be reduced or supplemented with the use of lightweight and less costly slip sheets and corrugated trays. There are also recycled pallets, which are exempt from waste regulations, and plastic pallets, which are recyclable. Other firms are replacing cardboard packaging with sturdier plastic totes that are embedded with RFID tags for easy tracking. Banding is a more environmentally friendly option that is replacing the shrink wrap used to control products on a pallet. Transportation. Most evidence supports that railways, barges, and maritime transport are the most environmentally friendly modes for moving goods. Companies are encouraged to use these modes more frequently, but this is met with mixed enthusiasm depending upon a particular country's history and geography. An organization can also explore using green shipping corridors. Green shipping corridors are maritime routes over which zero-emission shipping has been demonstrated. These initiatives may rely on carbon-neutral fuels, other technologies, regulatory initiatives, and commercial initiatives. The Global Maritime Forum publishes an annual progress report on green shipping corridors. There were at least 44 such initiatives as of 2023. Indeed, it is a balancing act involving many variables when trying to determine the best alternative mode if the first choice is not available. Remember that choice of mode is dependent upon accessibility, capacity, transit time, reliability, safety, and cost. According to COIL, in managing supply chains, a logistics approach, only two or three of the transportation modes are actually an option based on the product and shipment traits, fuel consumption. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's SmartWay program has a goal of helping firms that ship goods to improve their efficiency by measuring, benchmarking, and streamlining their shipping operations. It provides tips about advanced technologies that use less energy and produce lower emissions. Users of this program include Coca-Cola, Target, Procter & Gamble, P&G, and others. 3PL Penske Logistics was named as a high performer in the program in 2022. Companies are equipping their trucks with navigational applications to help their drivers and shippers find the most efficient routes between origin and destination. Software like this can monitor the trucker's driving, for example, idling, accelerating, decelerating, identify different truck attributes, including weight and height restrictions, and offer more truck combination options for carrying a variety of shipments to different destinations. Some companies are doing piggybacking along with multimodal shipments, which helps them reduce service times up to 1 or 2 days. Another concept is to focus on off-peak deliveries, such as nighttime deliveries, which help avoid traffic jams and idling. For idling in particular, some organizations require use of auxiliary power units or use of external electric supply to provide electricity while the driver is resting, which can save 0.5 to 0.7 gallons of diesel fuel per hour. When Staples Europe switched to a new packaging technology, it eliminated unnecessary space in every box, which reduced the box cube size for a customer order up to 30% and resulted in needing fewer vehicles to make deliveries. Freight consolidation reduces the number of trucks on the roads, thereby also reducing gas used emissions and road congestion. Though companies may feel less urgency to reduce mileage when fuel costs are lower, many are still committed to practices such as the use of hybrid vehicles and consolidating loads when possible. Aerodynamic truck add-ons promote fuel efficiency in trucks that are already deployed. Other companies are choosing to use alternative fuels like liquefied or compressed natural gas, liquefied petroleum gas, dimethyl ether, hydrogen fuel cells, ammonia, or electric power. For example, PepsiCo has a large fleet of compressed natural gas vehicles. Electric trucks are one emerging technology that has the potential to greatly reduce or eliminate fuel costs. BYD, China, Mercedes-Benz, Germany, Volvo, Sweden, Ford, U.S., and Rivian, U.S., are the key players in the electric truck market. China and the EU have strong markets for electric trucks. China's heavy truck market had over 10,000 new energy heavy truck sales in 2021, 62% electric, 31% swappable battery electric, and 7% fuel cell vehicles. While these numbers are still low, the technologies are now operational and are likely to scale soon. As of December 2023, Tesla had almost 100 vehicles on the road, all of which were delivered to PepsiCo. Per an article by Hope King and Axios, as of 2023, Amazon had a fleet of 10,000 Rivian electric delivery vans with a range of 150 miles and plans to slowly retire the remaining 100,000 gas-powered delivery vans in its fleet. The total cost of ownership, TCO, impacts whether electric trucks make commercial sense over diesel trucks. Per a 2022 article by Thomas Frey, using 2022 fuel prices, a diesel truck costs $170 to move freight 200 miles, while the electricity cost of the same trip is $28, an 84% savings, which results in a 2-year payback period. Electric trucks also have fewer moving parts, which may reduce maintenance costs. Some things that are keeping TCO in favor of diesel trucks include that the weight of electric trucks tends to be higher, which increases vehicle taxes. The cost of the battery pack is another strong influencer on an electric truck's TCO, and according to an article in Forbes, the falling cost of these packs plus greater regulations on diesel trucks are predicted to make these vehicles have a lower TCO than diesel trucks by 2030. Here are examples of how other transportation modes are improving fuel economies. Railroads such as Canadian Pacific are field testing hydrogen fuel cell freight locomotives for line haul. Some ocean shipping fleets are using liquefied natural gas, LNG fuels. 251 vessels were in operation in 2021. This includes fleets operating in the Baltic Sea. This is an alternative to using bunker fuel, residual fuel oil, which is not environmentally friendly. Airlines are transitioning to planes that are 15 to 20% more fuel efficient than the prior generation of fleets.